It's Sound Ideas. The NCAA has once again been rocked by a cheating scandal. Federal prosecutors in New York this week indicted four men's basketball assistant coaches on charges of fraud and corruption. Authorities say agents and financial advisors paid bribes to assistant coaches to get introductions to starting college players and their parents before the students turned professional. In a conversation in his Redbird Arena office, Illinois State University head men's basketball coach Dan Muller told GLT's John Norton that though the scandal is shocking, it's not the cheating per se that surprised him.
The numbers as far as how much money that's provided, you hear rumors, and so you've heard those numbers. Every time I hear $100,000 or hundreds, I'm like, wow, really? The biggest surprise is that, of course, there's federal indictments. FBI's involved. There's prison time that looks like it's going to be served for cheating and recruiting, which I don't think anybody really thought about those things. It's disappointing. I don't want anybody to go to prison, not that I get a vote.
Assistant coaches were snared in this investigation so far. There may be more. Is it realistic to think that head coaches of programs don't know what's going on if the assistant coaches are taking money?
Yeah, you know what? I honestly believe this. I think it's realistic that there are assistant coaches that can and are cheating that head coaches have no clue and have done everything they can to deter.
Really?
Sure, absolutely. You know, our job, and I do it with my staff, is to make sure we know the rules, which our compliance office obviously helps us with that. And then my job is to have a culture of ethical, high integrity, and talk to the guys, make sure hey, we're not doing anything like this, remind them once a month, whatever it is. Recruiting, make sure we're making good decisions. But in the end, it still comes down to them making the decisions. And so it can absolutely happen where you don't know. I think the majority of head coaches where it's happening either know or choose not to know.
Like a wink and a nod?
Well, not even a wink and a nod. Just don't ask. Not even a, hey, go ahead and get that done. More of a...
He just winked, by the way.
Yeah, I just winked. That's right. But more of a, I don't want to ask how it got done because I don't want to know. And I know if I know, then I will be liable. I don't know. I've never worked for a coach where it's been involved, or so I don't know how it gets done when those things happen in cheating, because it's always so, like I've said to friends, I don't know how you get the money from, where's the money come, you know? And so now obviously the shoe companies and financial agents,
sure.
But it's always been a little bit of a mystery how all this stuff gets done.
Because ISU is considered a quote mid-major, yeah. Do you probably not have to deal with that as much as, say, a Kentucky, North Carolina, Kansas program?
Yeah, and I don't want to say those programs specifically, but the higher level recruit, the higher ranked recruit, the more there's money asked for involved. Not every recruit. I mean, there's probably, I'm sure there's a number one recruit in the country over the last 5 years that didn't ask for any money and it wasn't paid any money. So it's not every kid, but the chances and the money go up as the player gets better, of course, because they have more potential as a professional.
You did travel in those circles for a little while when you were assistant coach at Vanderbilt. You were under former ISU coach Kevin Stallings. Former coach Richardson, Tom Richardson of ISU, put out a tweet yesterday in no uncertain terms, said if Stallings ever had any clue something like this was going on, he would shut down the recruiting right now.
Yep.
Can you talk about when you were at Vanderbilt and you were traveling a little bit of a higher circle in the recruiting, what were you hearing then compared to what you hear now at ISU or other maybe mid-major schools might?
Here was our deal with Coach Stallings, and I retweeted Coach Richardson's tweet because I do agree with it. And yet it was more of, look, we're not going to get him, so there's no reason to recruit him.
Because he's too high a level recruit?
No, because there's cheating involved.
Okay, you knew that.
Right.
You knew what was going on.
At times you knew.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, because you get asked the same questions, implied the same things, and when you say no, then you know somebody else happens to do it or whatever. It wasn't as much of, you know, we're not going to be involved if there's cheating involved. It was more of, if you get to a certain point, we're not going to get the kid, so we're not going to keep recruiting him.
Why waste your energy?
Yeah, why do we keep trying?
We're in the office of Illinois State University head men's basketball coach Dan Muller. You also had a tweet yesterday, in addition to your retweet of Coach Richardson, in reply to Jay Billis of ESPN, who said every program in the country should be nervous right now. And you're like, no.
Yeah.
And are you saying that because mid-majors probably don't have to sweat, or because there's really only a handful of even the majors that are doing stuff like that?
Yeah, you know, again, I don't like to speculate, so I don't know who does what unless I'm working with you. You hear stories, but, you know, and it wasn't just to Jay Billis. It's most media people when they're talking about this or describing it. And I heard Pat Forty this morning on Mike and Mike, who is as well respected as anybody, and he said very specifically, every head coach in the country is nervous right now, and so most are saying it, and I understand that. But it just makes us all look so bad. It's not true.
To follow up on that, you're not nervous.
No.
You look pretty laid back.
Not nervous, and I hire guys, and we talk about it. None whatsoever.
Earlier, you alluded to the conversations you have with your players and probably your coaches and other staff. Could you be a little more specific about that? How often do you have those conversations? And are these the kind of conversations you have about these allegations even that are coming out right now?
Yeah, so it's, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, the NCAA changed how they could legislate and hold accountable head coaches. And basically they say that whatever happens in your program as a head coach, you're responsible for. You cannot continue to play the I didn't know card. The assistant coach gets fired, gets a show cause, but the head coach continues to go scot-free. So it's our responsibility as head coaches. Every head coach knows this. Our compliance office, Cindy Harris, does a terrific job of updating us and reminding us, but we have to have those discussions with our coaches and our players, but more so our coaches. So beginning of every year, a couple times here and there, but we'll have a specific meeting about it. And, hey, guys, I know you know this. When I interview people, I talk about it. I think that's where it starts. Integrity. We're not breaking rules. So just understand what's going to happen when you come here. And then we get together as staff, and I have them sign something and just talk about we're not going to break rules. We're not going to cheat in recruiting. We're not going to cheat with our players, blah, blah, blah. Understand that. You know, it's one of the ways you can get fired. And then other than that, so we get updates. Like every month, we'll have recruit compliance meetings in our department. But in the end, you have to trust your coaches, because you're not with them on the road recruiting or on the phone or what have you. And I do.
Illinois State University men's head basketball coach Dan Muller, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
GLT's John Norton speaking this morning with ISU head men's basketball coach Dan Muller about the FBI indictments of NCAA men's assistant basketball coaches, agents, and financial advisors. You're listening to Sound Ideas.